the reason we're speaking to you today, our attention was very much caught by this project that you founded, Frontline Faith. It was brought to our attention by the Maximus Group. We're very grateful to them for this because it really is an extremely important initiative for people who are often forgotten about in our daily lives. The adage, out of sight, out of mind, usually comes to mind when we speak about this particular group of people, despite the fact that what they're doing is of vital importance. I'm going to leave it to you, Sherry, to describe to our listeners and speak to our listeners about Frontline Faith.
The Frontline Faith Project was started when someone asked me to pray for her son, who is 18 years old, in Afghanistan, and had been for 9 months and had not seen a priest. And I think you hit it on the head when you say, Americans sometimes, I think, forget about our military because they are in Afghanistan or they are in foreign countries. 75%, we still have 75% military in foreign countries. And when she told me this, I think I'd watched too many MASH shows because there was always a chaplain right there. And I thought immediately the Holy Spirit really came into my heart and said, are you sure this is right? And she said, oh, yes. And she said at that time there was like only 280 chaplains to serve over 330,000 American military. And I think it was that spark that I thought, I have to do something about this. And we being the Mary's Touch radio program, we had taken some of our stories and put them on little MP3 players the Christmas before for our homeless here in the States. And the program was very successful. And so I could immediately apply what we learned there, and I thought, why can't we put a Catholic Mass on an MP3 player and give it to our military? And so literally, that's how the program got started. And we've been giving these players away now for 2 years, and we've given out 30,000 MP3 players that have over 7 hours of Catholic content on them.
What kind of content are on your MP3 players? And what kind of feedback have you received from some of the men and women soldiers out there on the front line?
Well, the content is Catholic content that pertains especially to those in the military service. So there is a Mass celebrated by Archbishop Timothy Broglio, who's head of the United States Military Forces. There is a Warrior Rosary by Linda McFarlane, who's a wife of a career military officer. We have the auxiliary bishops and chaplain priests of the Archdiocese of the Military Services saying the different decades of the rosary. We have prayers written and recited by children that really, it just hits your heart. And we other programming includes the presentation of the Centurions of Rome by the late Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. And we have stories of the military for the military. So, and they're not the Pollyanna stories. These are stories of hope and inspiration, and it's almost like this happened to me, this is how I handled it, and if I can do it, you can do it. So it, as I say, it's over 7 hours, and of course beautiful Christian music. And our troops, we have gotten nothing but positive feedback. Actually, I had an email this morning of someone who needs 100 players because they will be out of communication soon due to weather, and they would like to be able to listen to the Mass every day. But we hear from our troops that some of the military have said, having a player is like somebody by your side to remind you that there's a higher purpose, and to make your hardships relatively small, he said it reminds us of our core beliefs. Another soldier wrote us and said, just hearing the mass makes me relax. We've been told, I have a player and I want my best friend to have one too. I get to hear mass every day. We've been thanked over and over again, not only from our troops, but especially from our military chaplains, because now I understand there's even less than 240 chaplains. And these men really are our heroes. And they really like the players because they leave them with the troops. And sometimes one of the chaplains said, you know, when I come back around to say mass again, there's a Catholic community that's already established. One chaplain said, thank you for bringing God to our soldiers and our soldiers to God. And I thought that kind of says it all.
It's quite an unusual combination to a certain extent, isn't it, Sherry? I mean, most people think about military, soldiers, war, Afghanistan, but it's really in this kind of situation that faith becomes so vitally important, isn't it?
Well, I didn't know this until, I'd already gotten into the project, but General Marshall said that unless a soldier sustains his soul, he cannot be relied on and will fail himself and his country in the end. This, of all times, this is the time when a soldier, a military person, our troops need their faith, and how perfect that this is the year of faith. And, you know, this is how we can help our military. In fact, we can save souls.
It is also a very important, not only spiritual support, but psychological support to these men and women, isn't it? It is bringing them back to something that sustained them in their everyday life when they weren't out on mission, on a military mission.
Definitely. Well, and one of the chaplains says almost everyone reunites with their faith once they get here. And I think that's a pretty strong statement. But we get requests for the players because the troops tell us we feel so alone. We feel like America has forgotten us. One quote that I will never forget is a soldier who wrote us and said, we are starving. That's the word he used, starving for spiritual support.
Now, of course, there are 300,000 people within the U.S. military, if I'm not mistaken. Not all of them are Catholics. Do you get requests perhaps from non-Catholics for some of these players, from people perhaps who had drifted away from the church or people who were never introduced to the Catholic faith?
Yes, to all of the above. Actually, we started getting lots of requests from Protestant chaplains, not only for the Protestants, but chaplains serve all the men and women under, you know, who they are serving. And they would ask for players. I had a few call me and say, could you possibly do a Protestant player? And with the okay from our Vicar General and the military offices, we also put together a Protestant player. And there again, we have, you know, people think the war's over, and we still have 60,000 troops in Afghanistan, and the war on terror I don't think will ever be over. And we are, I mean, there's a set of troops to be deployed in early December. We have heard from them. They want Protestant players. They want Catholic players. Because, in fact, they want to serve the men and women of our armed forces in the best way possible. And for Catholics and Protestants alike, I think we know our faith by hearing our faith, and these players give everyone the chance to hear their faith.
Sherry, for those of our listeners who perhaps aren't as technologically advanced as you are there in Austin, Texas, what exactly is a player? When you speak of an MP3 player, can you tell them very briefly what it is?
I would be glad to. And, you know, I've learned with everybody else along the way. So they're not alone when they don't know what an MP3 player is. But our MP3 players are like little recorders. They're little tiny players that are the size of a pack of gum, so it fits easily into a uniform pocket. and the players have audio on them. And that's what I've been referring to is, you know, the Mass and the Rosary and examination of conscience. On both players, it's over 7 hours of listening. And these little players come with earbuds. So, in fact, our troops don't have to have light to read. They tell me they plug in, especially at night, not only to relax, but so they don't have to hear what's going on the other side of the barbed wire. And that's what a little player is. And it comes, as I say, with over 7 hours of audio on it, and it can be recharged.
Finally, if any of our listeners would like to help this initiative, if they feel motivated by all that you've done and are continuing to do for such a worthy cause, how can they help and contribute to this Frontline Faith Foundation, Sherry?
Well, thank you for asking. You know, because we know freedom comes at a high price. And that's the sacrifice of those who are willing to represent us in the military. And what we're asking everyone who hears this, if everyone contributed one player, put one player in the hands of our military, we could feed their souls. And people can do that by donating $24 to the Frontline Faith Project, and they can find that information online on our website at frontlinefaithproject.org, O-R-G. And that's how this happens. I think it's our duty to help our military with their faith, since they do so much for us.